Righteousness by Faith. Chapter 7. Roots of sin can never be cleansed from human hearts until springs of motivation are purified. Principle of self-centered motivation is Satan's unique invention. The highest form of self-seeking motivation is desire for reward in heaven, or immortality. All non-Christian religions built upon this foundation. Christ came to demonstrate a new motivation, agape love, which is completely self-emptying. Even the death of the cross, the same mind, is to be in us. Genuine New Testament faith is a heart appreciation of this heavenly, unworldly motivation of agape love. Paul goes on to explain that failure to appreciate this new kind of motivation leaves us immature. Children, a true bride is no longer a child, nor does she marry for money or for any self-seeking motivation. Marries because she appreciates her husband, responds genuinely to his love. Paul sees the church as bride of Christ. Babylon is the great whore, whose spiritual motivation is purely self-centered and knows no appreciation of agape love. Doctrine of natural immortality nullifies true motivation. Genuine righteousness by faith in time of cleansing of sanctuary is a truth and love agape that makes it possible for people to grow up into Christ, as a true bride relates to her husband, head. A concern for honor and glory of Christ, rather than for their own personal security, motivates God's people in the hour of God's judgment or vindication to fear him is to reverence or appreciate his true character of love. Moses and Paul are examples of individuals who grew up to appreciate true agape love, the self-emptying motivation. When a people or church grow up to appreciate the same motivation of concern for God's glory, the harvest will be ripe, and Christ can come immediately. Laodicea does not realize that her basic spiritual motivation is self-centered, childish, poverty-stricken, shameful. In his being sent in the likeness of sinful flesh, Christ was tempted to surrender to same self-centered motivation, yet he overcame. Laodicea too will overcome.